Hello?
Hello, hi, Martin?
Yeah, this is he.
Martin, how are you doing? My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'd like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not saying anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Okay, Martin?
Who are you calling from?
I'm calling for an opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers.
Okay,
thank you. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Since 2007.
2007, this is 2023. So what are we talking now? How many years is that? Well, that's about,
15,
okay.
15 plus.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Tile setter, marble mason, bricklayer, tile marble finisher, stone mason, plaster, cement mason, mason helper or finisher? What is your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklayer, stone mason, tuck pointer.
Okay, thank you.
Concrete repair.
Okay. On the last shop that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, an apprentice, finisher or helper, or an improver?
Foreman.
Thank you. And just to know, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm off right now.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want to work over the past 12 months?
No, I chose to take off just because I did my time.
Okay, thank you. And just for now, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Nope.
Thank you. And just for now, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping union membership?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as they were this time last year?
Say that again.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as they were this time last year?
I come up from a community that has no masonry. At least that's where I live now.
Okay, thank you. And do you get this?
I mean, you're calling from a 406. You know Montana doesn't have much masonry.
So in your local community, what about union construction projects?
Even union construction projects in Montana, they know nothing about masonry because they have no strong union. My local is local too. From Chicago.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's my local. That's where I did my 15 years. Not here in Montana.
Okay. Thank you.
So if we're talking about unions, though, you know, like Montana's union is very weak.
Okay.
They don't know nothing compared to the Chicago union, where I actually had to go to school for 4 years for my trade. You know, like here, it's just willy-nilly, you know what I mean? Like, I worked for Anderson Masonry for a good season here, and, it was ridiculous. It was the worst masonry experience I ever had to endure.
Oh, no kidding.
Just because they're old school and hammers and chisels. This is 2023, you know? They don't know about silicosis. They don't know about, scaffold cards. They don't have OSHA cards. They don't have any cards. I was the only guy on a job of 40 that had any type of cards to back up what I was doing.
Wow. Huh.
I've got my steward's card. I got all my cards. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But they weren't even intelligent enough to know about, black lung disease. And that's why we wear full face respirators and we don't breathe that bullshit in. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, but very, very very disappointed in the union here. Their members are very weak. They're bought the jobs. The employer is in control. And if you go to Chicago, it ain't like that.
Oh,
the union is strong in Chicago. You know what I mean?
New York City too.
New York City too. The union is strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're what made, you know, we built the city. You know, they just paid for it.
Yeah, I hear you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a store appointed by the union on any of them?
No, that's what I'm telling you. I took off for a while. You know, I'm still in.
I know, but
on time, but
okay.
You know, I've got no need like I said, I did my time. You know, I took out my Fidelity. I bought my house. You know, I'm good.
Okay. And just to know, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Have I ever been what?
Appointed as a job steward by the union.
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately, through the federal government, or you don't know?
The last job was through Anderson Masonry up here on Big Sky Mountain. It was a $350 million job. It was private.
Okay. Thank you. I think more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months. Do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now? In the coming 12 months.
I mean, I don't really have an opinion in the coming 12 months, but if we're talking 12 years, then yeah, we're a dying breed.
Okay. Now, looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I think it'll get better if Trump gets in.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? This is when you was working, of course. Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns.
The first three.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Have I what?
Have you attended a union meeting?
No.
In the past? No. Thank you.
Well, like I said, the union here is weak, you know, like.
Right.
And not only that, but, you know, I live here, you know, close to Kalispell, Eureka, whatever, and I'm not driving 4 hours away to the closest union hall.
Okay. Well, the next question is obviously going to be no, because but I have to read it to you anyway. I want you to tell me, but I know the answer because you told me already. For which of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing.
Picketing what?
On a strike like they're doing right now in Detroit.
Oh, are they on strike in Detroit?
That's for the GM port. I'm going to come to that in a minute. Have you done that in the any activity in the past 12 months like that? Picketing?
No, I've never had to picket anything.
Okay.
Because we had the other guys to do that. They made money when I was on the wall. You know what I mean?
Okay. How about union organizing?
Never done it.
How about political canvassing? Yes or no?
Nope.
Thank you. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on regularly, occasionally, or never?
My local BA tries to get me here in Montana, you know, but there again, like I said, you know, The only work here in Montana is stone masonry. There really is no bricklayers.
You know, there's just, it's just not something that's here.
Okay.
You know, it's more of a Midwest thing, a New York thing, like, you know. You know, here it's all about stone masonry if we're doing real stone. And then, you know, they, in Montana, they picked up lick and stick, you know, the fake stone, which is, I refuse to do.
Okay. But yeah, was there a local union representative at any time that it came to the job? And how often
Yeah, my local VA, you know, here for the state of Montana, he calls me, I don't know, once a year and asks me if I want to go to some whatever, and I tell him no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's not only here in Montana. He runs, I think, Washington, too.
I see. And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are the most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. I have six of them. I'm going to read them to you. Just, we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 from the top one to the least, you know, from the one that you get.
I can tell you the only one that I ever get any information is from my BAC.
From your what?
From my BAC book that comes in the mail.
Oh, okay. But I'm sure that, okay, hold on. Oh, they're not talking about just the union. This is news, you know, that you.
I don't watch the news.
You don't watch the news? But I'm
no,
sure
I'm
that
on,
you
I live in, I mean, aren't you calling from Montana, buddy? I live on the side of a mountain. I live in a town now, 2,000 people, what's that?
Yeah, but you
I
watch
to,
you watch television,
get
or no?
Away from that life, man. I don't follow up with the news. I don't even have cable, man. You're lucky you're
okay.
Catching me on my cell phone.
Okay. How about before when you live in Chicago? Just tell me when you live in Chicago. Where did you get your news from before? Cable news, print or online newspapers, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, or radio? What's the top one? The first one that you
probably newspaper.
Okay. And what would be the next one? Cable news, friends and neighbors, the internet, social media, local TV
friends
news program. Thank you. And the next one would be cable news, the internet, social media, local TV news programming, radio.
Radio.
Thank you. And the next one would be cable news, the internet, or social media, local TV news programming? Local TV
local,
news programming.
Local news programming.
Thank you. So it's only two left. Cable news, the internet, or social media?
Cable news.
Thank you. Cable news. Okay. So the last one will be the internet. You don't... And now you're in the mountains, right? So you're definitely not watching anything. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs in the economy, healthcare, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, the environment, or something else?
My kids, bro. That's all I care about.
What is it?
My kids.
No.
My children.
I'm Okay. Oh, something else. Okay.
I don't care about anything else, man. None of it.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, BAC, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards, to fairly finance construction projects. Have you seen her or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on thoroughly financed projects. Would you say that is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that federal elected
officials?
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections? Off the Davis Bacon
Act. I don't know, man. I don't follow it. Like I said, I don't follow none of it.
Okay. Thank you. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, that's the one that I was just telling you, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM for an Stellantis of a dispute regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM for and Stellantis?
I'm going to always go with union, bro.
Okay. And so you support the United Auto Workers much more or someone more?
I would support the union workers more. Fuck GM.
Okay, thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job
fuck
as
him
president.
Too. Fuck him, man. Fuck him.
Okay, so just let me know if you approve or disapprove. His job as president.
I don't approve nothing with the name, with that name in it, man.
Okay.
He fucking destroyed everything.
No problem. But I have to read it to you, and I need to hear the answer, okay? So I know that you already told me, but you have to say when I ask you. For each one, it's only about five of them. His job as president of road, you disapprove or disapprove?
For what?
His job as president of a role.
I disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Healthcare, approve or disapprove?
What about healthcare?
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following? What he's doing with healthcare?
Okay, I got you now. Go ahead. I got you. I understand.
Okay,
I disapprove.
You. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. I mean, come on, man. I didn't take the COVID shot. Did you?
immigration. Do you approve or disapprove?
I don't know much about it.
Okay. How about support for labor unions? Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve. Oh, no, I disapprove. He didn't do nothing good for nobody, man.
Okay. And how about support for labor unions?
I disapprove.
Okay. As strongly or somewhat?
But I don't know. Whatever. Somewhat.
Okay. How about the economy? Approve or disapprove?
I disapprove. Look at it right now. It's fucked up, man. Rent's $2,000 a month. Nobody can buy a house. If you don't already have one, your children aren't going to be able to buy one.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Foreign affairs. Approve, disapprove?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Okay, we're done with Joe Biden. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is doing this job?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strong. I mean, come on, the dude should have been indicted already.
Are you registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president of the offices in November 2024?
If Trump runs, I'll vote.
Are you certain that you're going to vote? Almost certain?
Yeah, certain.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Thank you. And yes or
make
no?
Make America great again, bro. Come on.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety, yes or no?
Do I think it's good?
Do you find it useful?
Yes.
Thank you. And turning back to BAC, BSC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Well, I don't know. Are we talking, like, I don't know, do we consider my local now here or Chicago? If we're talking Chicago, it was good. You know, if we're talking here, it's not good.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, that's where you're at now. So, and how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Excellent, good, just so poor.
How would I rate what?
How would you, the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Excellent, good, just so poor.
The other one
was the local union. This is the, I will imagine, boy, Chicago and all that. That's the international one. Excellent.
Yeah, I use a good one.
Okay, thank you. And how could the union best improve its representation and service? And you have a lot to say because you just told me that over there they're really bad. So, in your own words, your opinion, in your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
It would need to get more members that have been in the union, or, you know, in stronger places like Chicago, New York, to come to the smaller rural areas. And actually, you know, inform the guys that they are the ones that are in control, not the employer.
Okay.
You know, not only that, then we're talking about, you know, you're talking about prevailing wage. Well, Montana is like one of the least prevailing wages for masonry. You know, in Chicago, I was at like $50 an hour. Here, they top out at like 32 something and some 31 and some change. You know, and then, come to find out they take out, a dollar an hour without you, you know, consenting for, some kind of, Christmas fund. And then you've got to write a letter to whoever is holding this Christmas fund to get your money back. It took me 2 years to get $500 back, man.
Wow.
So it's crazy here. I don't understand it. You know, it's weak. It's very weak, man. You got one BA, you know, one representative that runs the whole state of Montana and Washington. That's, you know, that's a lot, man. You know, like I said, the union here is not that strong. You know, back in the Midwest, we had, you know, just for, you know, the bricklayers, everybody had their own, you know, BA. You know, it's not two BAs per tile setters, bricklayers, tuck pointers, you know, marble setters. Everybody had their own BA. Here it's just one BA for everybody. It's crazy.
Okay. And what do you think?
That's why we're weak.
I see. And what do you think the union's top priorities should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on, in your opinion?
Actually teaching, you know, I think that they should make it more ready available, you know, to, like, not 4 hours away. And then, you know, you might have some younger kids that are going to pick it up, want to pick it up. Because, you know, in order to go to school, you know, for the 2 weeks in the winter, you'd have to go live 4 hours away and bring a camper or something. You know what I mean? Like, to me, that's crazy. I'll never make that drive. Now, if they were an hour away from me here in Kalispell or something, I would go to make that drive. You know, but so it's not accessible for me. It's not readily accessible.
Okay, so what you're saying is that it should be more accessible. That should be a priority to them, to make them more accessible.
It more accessible, then they would get more guys. If they get more guys, you know, and they're teaching the guys, then they get stronger. You know, that's just the way it is. But I don't, you know, here I think they're stuck in that old mentality, you know, where, you know, they don't want to teach this new generation shit. And now the new generation, you know, they'd rather go work at Walmart for $25 an hour than pick up a brick trowel, you know, because the wage here tops out at 32. It's crazy. Now, I know we just signed some shit here that, you know, in the next 5 years, we're going to get a $7 bump or something. They're just way behind the curve on everything.
So, when you're saying more accessible, you're talking about, like a trade school, correct?
Yeah, the closest trade school is 4 hours away from me.
Okay.
Yeah, and it wouldn't even have to be a trade, you know, like, you know, the trade school doesn't have to be big, you know what I mean? It can be small, you know. You're just teaching the guys how to, you know, do whatever masonry they're learning to do, on mock-up walls and whatnot, you. And, you know, a classroom here or there, you know. And I know we're rural, so, it, you know. But, I mean, if you gave the opportunity, you know, I think, you know, it would be better than going to Walmart or, you know. The only reason I made it to where I'm at is because of the union.
Okay.
You know, so I'm 47 years old and I choose not to work. And when I hit 60, you know, I'll get half my retirement, you know, or 61,
oh,
whatever. I'll get half my retirement. And then come to find out, the retirement here is a half. If you were to work 30 years and I work 15 years, I would get the same retirement you would on 30.
Wow.
Well, yeah, this I know for a fact, man.
Wow.
Yeah, like, you know, so then I'm telling you, you know, when I was working at Anderson Masonry, and I, you know, hey, I'm from Chicago, this is what I do, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm bullshit with the guys, and, you know, they're telling me, the old timers, that, you know, they're about to retire and that they're going to get this amount. And I'm like, wow, man, that's crazy. I get that at 15 years.
But let me ask you, is the cost of living cheaper? Because I think that's how they do
no.
it, but it shouldn't. I agree with you.
Honestly, it's not. It's not cheaper. You know, I was spending, you know, the same amount that I was in Chicago, man, that I'm spending here.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah. You know, I'll say mine is property tax. It's the only thing I save on.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you because, you know, it shouldn't make any difference anyway. That's what the union's for. But I got you. I understand what you're saying. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text, email, mail, job site, or union meetings?
Mail.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC, BAC, 4 or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year?
I get my Montana rule book, you know, and from the BAC, and then I get my one from Chicago from the BAC.
About how many times a year would you say? 4 more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year?
Well, I usually get those books like every month, man.
Oh, okay. So that's more than 4 times, okay. And now I'd like to ask you a few questions. We are 90%. We only got 2 more questions. We're done. And I enjoy talking to you. You have a lot of insight. Now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself, and I know the answer, you already told me, but like I said before, I have to read it to you verbatim. Democrat or Republican or what? How do you consider yourself?
Democrat, I guess.
Okay. Thank you. Who would you call? Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
You know, not very strong. You know, I believe in a lot of the stuff Trump was pushing, man. You know.
Who?
What Trump was pushing. I believe in a lot of the stuff he was right on. You know, the money making this country strong again was going to be through labor force and, you know.
But you know that Trump is Republican.
Obviously, I'm sorry, politics.
Because
I don't follow it much, you know.
So the
union's been good to me, but, you know, as far as, like, you know, the president and all the, you know, Republican, it's all fixed, man. You know, it doesn't matter.
So I'm going to ask you again now, why do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Republican is for Trump, right?
Exactly. Trump is Republican.
Yeah, then I would go with a Republican.
Okay. And strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
I'm not so strong.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And finally, this is the last question. Like I said, I really enjoyed talking to you. You have a lot of insight. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Martin.
Martin, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. And enjoy the rest of your evening. Take care. I appreciate it. Have a good one.